I mind one time we were coming in for Edinburgh, and this student friend of mine, he was doing English up at Dundee University. He was an English chap himself. And he was going on about only intellectual people and university people and educated folk could understand poetry, especially the likes of McDermott. And just at that time, the gear come along and I asked to look at the tickets. And my friend says to him, we've just been to Edinburgh to a poetry reading. And the gear says, oh, I can poetry. He says, oh, yes, do you? He said, Burns? He says, oh, no, he says, hey, for nacht of the yow trummel I saw your antrin thing, a water gall wi its chittern lacht the yont the yon ding. My friend looked up and says, McDermott? He says, oh, aye, McDermott. And after he went away, I says, aye, I'd like you to find some guy in England on the train that could quote you any of your poets right off.
And why did he ken McDermott?
He was actually a member of the Communist Party, and when McDermott had been in the Communist Party, he'd met him then. And of course, although the Communist Party at one time was important to McDermott, his poetry always was more important. And the man had bought a book and read it and liked it and understood it.
Nobody had anything, did they?
No.
So
no.
Everybody shared everything. Yeah. And nobody ever locked their door. Do you ever mind your door being locked?
No. The same key in your land fitted every door.
Yeah, but nobody but El Abdi left their doors open, and my granny was in the wardens during the ward. You mind being the warden? Their wee tin helmet sitting on the play. And Belle Petey would go and make donuts, and Lizzie would go and make something else, and somebody would make a cup of tea. Christ, we're sitting here at 2 in the morning drinking tea, henny perry, bloody aeroplanes flying. Yeah. No, but it was great. I really loved it. She thinks it's terrible. If anybody speaks Broad Dundee in front of Brenda thinks that's terrible. You should always try to better yourself, Brenda said. And I says, OK, I've bettered myself, but I'm no forgetting where I come from. No for anybody. But
and would you say her attitude is typical or untypical?
That's typical.
They didn't mind imitating Americans, but how their folks speak, they didn't want to speak like that. They'll date when they're bairns. When my wee lassie was at school, younger in, she had a good wee voice on her. You know, she could speak English and she could speak Scots. And I mind once the teacher says to her, because she was an affy before Berkey at the school, and our teacher says to her once, Vivian, I don't know what your mother must think of you. And she says, my mother says I'm a Ramstam's dearie wee ranter pike. I tell her that a wee while ago, and she didn't even ken what I was talking about. But she ken it when she was 7 years old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't ken it now. Whether she'll come back till it, I didn't ken.
No, I didn't think the wall, Ellen.
Uh-huh. But that was marvellous. I think for a 7-year-old to be able to rattle that out, that's articulation.
Aye.
That's really musical. That's really saying something.